Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting second. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lucrit Lau. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Lucrit Lau. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rudy Regalado. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn takes first base on ball four. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a line drive into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mealy throws the ball into Hunter, who relays the ball to Young, who tags Avila trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Smith moves to third. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly takes first base on ball four. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Philly moves to second. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mealy. Regalado reaches second base with a double. Philly scores. Doby goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller bunts towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Feller for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Kritlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritlow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cohn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Regalado hits a fly ball into left field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Krahoski hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rosen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive towards short. Hunter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 0 in the game. Feller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan moves to third. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mealy. Smith reaches second base with a double. Hegan scores. Feller moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a pop-up towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Philly hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Regalado fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Doby is called out on strikes. One out. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Regalado strikes out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cohn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-2 in the game. Krahoski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Krahoski reaches second base with a double. Cohn moves to third. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cohn tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Indians. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Mealy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Indians. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wertz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Feller takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Feller moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Feller scores. Smith moves to third. It's 8-3, Indians. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Philly strikes out. 2 outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. Avila moves to second. It's 9-3, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Feller, and towards Avila, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter bunts towards third. Regalado fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Dick Littlefield. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Coslow now pitching. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Regalado hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 3 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Feller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Hegan trying to get to third. Mealy throws the ball into Stevens, who tags Hegan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cohn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Krahoski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Regalado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunter. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Avila moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-3, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Avila scores. Philly moves to second. It's 11-3, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a line drive into center field. Cohn picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cohn. Philly scores. Rosen moves to third. Doby moves to second. It's 12-3, Indians. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Regalado hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Doby scores. It's 14-3, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Hank Majeski now playing second base. Bill Glynn now playing first base. Dave Pope now playing center field. Sam Dente now playing shortstop. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mealy hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Courtney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 14, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.